He grabbed Trickster and bolted out of the car, leaving it parked in the middle of the yard, its headlights pointing into thin air.
"Oh, no," he groaned loudly. "Oh, no, oh, no, oh, no."
Mr. Bozu scrambled across the lawn and knocked furiously on the $50,000 man's front door. Mr. Bozu was breathing hard, sweat rising on his brow. He'd pulled his sleeve back down, but drops of blood were leaking through the fine linen fabric. Excellent. He banged again, hard, insistent, and the porch light abruptly snapped on.
"Help! Help! Help!" Mr. Bozu said.
He glanced down at Trickster, pleased with the matted, bloody look on the dog's white fur. The door finally cracked open, stopped by a metal chain. The guy was careful. Mr. Bozu would give him that.
Sir, so sorry to disturb you,
Mr. Bozu exclaimed in a rush.
I was just driving by when a dog darted in front of my path. I tried to avoid him, I swear I did, but I nailed him pretty good. Please, I think he's hurt.
Mr. Bozu held up the bloody bundle. The $50,000 man's reaction was instantaneous and admirable. It would also be his downfall.
Quick,
the man said.
Bring him in.
The chain was dropped, the front door opened. The man wasn't wearing a robe, as Mr. Bozu would have expected, but apparently was dressed for work.
I thought I heard a commotion,
the man said, already leading the way into the house. With a slight kick of his foot, Mr. Bozu had the door shut securely behind him.
Are you a vet? Do you know a vet?
Mr. Bozu babbled. His eyes swept the home, getting the lay of the land. He followed the man to the back of the house, where a light blazed. They entered a narrow kitchen circa 1950s. It boasted a small breakfast nook, where an old table was totally covered in stack after stack of paper.
I was up late working,
the man commented absently.
Must have dozed off.
Oh, what do you do?
ADA. Here, let me look at the dog, see how bad it is.
Mr. Bozu finally relinquished his hold on Trickster. It made it easier for him to reach down and grab his knife. When he straightened, the man had Trickster propped up on the counter and was inspecting him thoroughly for damage.
I see blood,
Rick Copley reported.
Funny thing is, I can't find a source.
Really? Maybe I can help with that.